I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hi guys, this is another episode about fundamentals of marketing. And this is not a mindset thing, again, particularly for you as the entrepreneur, but it's about the mindset of your consumer, which is really, really, really too important to understand. And even more, winding one step back, if you like, in the education process, the most important thing to understand is what marketing means. Marketing doesn't mean getting a widget and then finding the best way to sell a lot of it. That is kind of what it looks like it does, but really, I would say marketing is understanding markets. In other words, demand and supply and how those interact in marketplaces such as Amazon. Okay. Amazon is the classic, very kind of in some ways, very transparent marketplace. At least it appears transparent to the consumer. To us as sellers, it's not that transparent in the sense that you get a lot less data back from Amazon about what happens with Amazon's customers than you would get back on from Google, for example. Right. So it's not actually that transparent. It seems transparent to consumers. That's a bit of a clever mindset thing in itself that Amazon has done, right? Apparent transparency creates trust. So interesting point. But marketing, I think, is understanding markets. And if you start from understanding the market, and as I said in the previous episode, and you find what people are looking for, and then you find a product or service, in this case a product, because it's an e-commerce based platform, that fulfills that is truly smart marketing. To take a product, a pre-existing product, and then try and sell it is much more primitive and much harder to do, right? Small but very important point. So now coming back into the marketing thing, we talked about message to market match. So if somebody's looking for a red dog bowl and you're the only person selling a red dog bowls, even though loads of other people are selling dog bowls, you win. You get great click-through rates, i.e. lots of people look at your listing, and you get great conversion rates, because really, if they really want a red dog bowl, they haven't got much choice unless they want to go off Amazon. Right now, caveat, which is what we're dealing with here. If I had a room full of dog owners and I said to them, I have the best dog food in the world. It will make your dog live on average 5 years longer. And I'm going to give it to you for free. I'm going to give you 100 tins for free. The question in people's minds is probably going to be, why would you do that? That's suspicious. And also, that's one hell of a claim. Most dog food doesn't add any years to a dog's life, or at least nobody's claimed that, or nobody's proven it. How do I trust you? So there are three, there's a simple concept that we're talking about today, which is know, like, trust. These are the elements that we need to have in place before people will buy from you. Now Amazon puts an interesting spin on this, which is very important to be aware of clear-mindedly. Okay. So know, if people have never heard of you, then it's going to be harder to get people to buy from you, right? Now, if you have only got a listing in which to give an impression of yourself, that's pretty hard, right? If you are in a niche market and you're the only person selling a red dog bowl, then you still probably win because they haven't got much choice. But if there is any kind of competition, and like the dog food market is not something I'm in, but it's just like a classic example. And again, props to Dan Bradbury for telling me this example years ago, one of my great marketing teachers. He said, yeah, so it's presumably a pretty competitive market. I'm not in it. I'm not advising you to it or not, by the way. Any example that he's using a podcast, and there are many out there, there's a bit of a hint that you should be cautious about approaching it because it's probably pretty famous, but you know, you look at it for yourself. Okay. So it's more legal caveat aside. If you are in a competitive market like dog food and there are various other brands that people know of, they are going to win out over you. Other things being equal, all right? Which is one reason why it's important to niche down. But over time, they need to know you. So they need to see you. And that's something you can work on. I suppose this would be called brand marketing. So that's even bigger than marketing per se. It's brand, how you create an awareness of what your company offers, what each product offers, who you personally are. If you are kind of the face of the brand, if you're like a dog trainer or a personal trainer, and you decide if you're a personal trainer to offer a line of supplements, and you can give great credibility from your background in helping people become fit and healthy, and you've seen things that work and things that don't work, etc. That could be part of your branding. And so you need to be very clear-minded about that. But if you want people to know you, you need to make much bigger efforts than just work on Amazon. You need to have a website, of course. You probably need to have a social media presence on Facebook. You probably want to get YouTube videos out. So exactly what I've done with the podcast here, really, to get a presence on YouTube, to get a presence on a specific sales channel like podcast, or sales/social media channel, to have a blog, to have Facebook groups, to have a Facebook page and Twitter account. So that's the things that I've done for the podcast, many of which I don't really use much. You find there's one particular channel that really works for you, and where your customers are, you pursue that channel. So for me, that is the podcasting / iTunes thing. And a secondary but important channel is YouTube. And then also the blog gets quite, I don't know, 2,000 to 3,000 visits a month. It's not huge, but it's significant enough with it. And again, it's message to market match, right? So I'm a UK-based Amazon seller. As far as I know, there isn't a podcast out there with that exactly same demographic, same target customer, right? So there's an example, right? So people know it. If they like what I'm doing, then they let me know. And again, that's a harder thing to generate on Amazon. Coming back to e-commerce, this is a harder thing. This is a longer term play, right? But the product thing is entirely possible to generate on Amazon. Way to do that is just simply make the pictures look fantastic and make damn sure that the product itself and the packaging look the business. Okay. The days when you can just whack some dreadful product up on Amazon and private label it and sell it are really come to an end, I think. But if you have a niche, that the caveat is, if you're selling red dog bowls, even if it's moderately good and it's the only red dog bowl, you can still win. Okay. The only thing is that the Chinese sellers are going to spot that and come in after that. So these things can be short lived unless you have a really great, quality and you start to build a brand as well. Okay. And then the final element is trust. Now, if I'm going to sell dog food at some great big claim, like this makes your dog live 5 years longer, or like I'm selling vitamin C serum, and please don't sell vitamin C serum unless you've got really deep pockets, guys, you might want to reference some expert. Now, again, caveat, do not reference some expert who's got good lawyers and who have got people who've got time to go out and look for things and send cease and desist letters. An awful lot of people got burnt because Dr. Oz, whoever that is, I don't really know, but I know in the supplements market, it got pretty famous for a while. The story of Dr. Oz, who went on Oprah Winfrey and said vitamin C serum is like the next kind of magic pill that's going to sort your skin out and make you look, you know, years long, younger. And sure enough, they sold like hotcakes, and people started putting on their Amazon list and as recommended by Dr. Oz on Oprah. Now, obviously, Oprah has some pretty damn serious lawyers, and Dr. Oz, it turns out, has some pretty good ones as well. So a lot of those people got a cease and desist letter, and they had to stop leveraging the credibility and therefore the trust of the consumers had in Oprah as a general rule, and Dr. Oz specifically for supplements. So be cautious. If you're going to leverage the credibility of an expert, you probably should pay them, or at least you, at the very least, you must ask their permission, right? But as a longer term play, again, an off Amazon thing to build a brand that people know, like, and trust, which is the crucial element, then you can start referencing celebrities and using celebrities and paying them, and it will be worth it as part of a longer term brand building, okay? If you're coming back to the simplistic, how do I make my listing more likely to convert thing? Well, no, like trust, the no thing you can't do much about, except that if you keep appearing on Amazon search results and you have more products and you dominate a particular niche, for example, dog food or supplements or whatever, then you gradually become known to people and people will actually start searching for your brand name eventually, which is when you know you're starting to really build a brand, i.e. something that sticks in people's minds. When they think of dog food, they think of Mr. Smith's wonderfuldogfood.com or whatever the hell your business name is, yeah? Or your brand name. But that's a longer term play, but you can do it reasonably quickly on Amazon if you get a suite of products dominating one particular niche, preferably one very narrow niche keyword. Couldn't say that very well, like quiche keyword, you know what I'm trying to say. Niche keyword, guys, is what I'm trying to say. Long tail keyword, another word of putting it. In terms of getting liked, people just need to like the product. And because you probably aren't a well-known brand yet, even on Amazon, let alone widely, you are going to have to make the products look just fantastic. So mediocre products won't cut it, and mediocre photographs done with your iPhone on some kind of white background and then messed about with on your phone, if you have any editing software, that's not going to cut it. You need to get the best possible shots you can get. The final thing is then the trust thing. That's harder to build, but you are leveraging Amazon's trust, which is not the same as your consumers trust you personally or your brand. If it's on Amazon and it's got good reviews, you're leveraging the trust built by other Amazon consumers. In other words, the reviews. And you're leveraging the general trust that people have in the Amazon platform, because Amazon has worked really, really hard to make it a great place for consumers, apart from thinking it's easy to get a refund or to return things. It's easy to be rude about somebody's product. You know, they can kind of act like spoiled children, the consumers on Amazon. And this is the downside of Amazon for us as sellers. But the upside is, you know, the other side of that coin is that you can get 20, 30% conversion on a brand that nobody's ever heard of, that they don't know anything about, and that they, that has no kind of built-in trust with the market, because we're leveraging Amazon's trust with Amazon's consumers. So we kind of buying that off Amazon. That's one reason why it's worth paying good money to Amazon. We do pay good money in sales commission, whatever, but that's because they have the trust factor. So you get the conversions. So the basics of this element of marketing are harder to implement on Amazon directly, but it's broader picture stuff, which you really, really should be thinking about building over time. If you're in any way serious about building a business, especially if you want to sell it, the more of a brand value it has, the more differentiation it has for any rivals, that business is just simply worth a bigger multiple of your profits. So if you can build a brand that people know, in other words, you've got yourself out there off Amazon as well as on Amazon, they like it, they like the products, they trust it. Above all, they trust. So they trust, they will get their wallets out. They know and like you've got their attention. If they trust you, that's when the wallets come out and they go, you know what? I'm going to buy this because these guys know their stuff. They love dogs more than I do. And I love dogs obsessively. And I trust that when they say this magic food is going to make my dog live on average 5 years longer, I believe them. Right. And then various things can help that, like celebrity endorsements, facts and figures, you know, explanatory videos on YouTube and what have you. Right. So, that is a very real increase in the money you can get. Not just in conversions, not just short term, but if you want to build a brand and it really has differentiated products and it's known and liked and trusted and has a real brand, especially if the buyer has heard of your brand, that always helps. Then you, if you can get, for example, if you make, say $50,000 a month profit and you are selling your business for 2 times that multiple, that's a $100,000 business. Not so exciting, but if you can get, say, 3 times that multiple, or a 3 times multiple of profit because you're known, liked, and trusted and built a proper brand, and you can sell the same business except for these added elements for $150,000, so a 3 times multiple of profit rather than 2 times, then suddenly there's hard, cold cash as a payoff for all this seemingly abstract seeming stuff. So I want to bring home that this stuff is not instant wins. You will see instant changes in conversion percentages and so forth on your Amazon listings if you do these things properly on Amazon, but also off Amazon. And this is something in one existing business I've done. I've done a terrible job on this. I've not bothered focusing on it. I kind of lost interest in that business for various reasons. Maybe I should refocus, but I'm building a new business with a partner and we're getting obsessed with building a brand. We want to get the language, the imagery, the target market clear on our mind. And then we need to pivot and adjust as reality hits. But that is a business that I can guarantee, if all things are otherwise equal, and that we've got to see because it's early days, it's just going to be a more saleable business and we are building it to sell as well. So we've got that aim in mind. So guys, hope that helps. Know, like, trust, very, very basic marketing principles. Even more important than that, as we talked about in the previous video, niche market. It's message to market match. So if you bear these things in mind and let those guide you in all of your marketing efforts, in the broader sense of finding niche markets in the first place, and then how do you communicate? How do you make a perfect match to what people want? Your business will do so much better than people who just use the latest retail strategy or the latest Amazon strategy, because those get killed off so quickly these days because Amazon just updates the algorithm and bop, you're gone, right? This is a tried and tested, really, really, really long-term psychology-based principle that will not be going anywhere as long as there are human beings doing commerce. And that is a powerful thing to have behind you. Hope that's interesting, guys. As ever, give me feedback, come to the Facebook group and let me know your thoughts. AmazingFBA.com/FB. F as in face, B as in book. Obviously, you can put a comment on the blog, or you can put it on YouTube as well. You can't really comment on podcasts. So just go to the blog, AmazingFBA.com, if you want to make any kind of comment. If this kind of high level thinking and applying it and how you get the nitty gritty done, and interacting with other people of the right sort of caliber that are going to move your business forward interests you, then I have have still got spaces available for the December meeting of the Amazing FBA Mastermind, which is based in London. So if you're far away from London, this may not be for you, but the next meeting is the 13th of December. Still got a couple of places left, although they are filling up day by day. Certainly from January, I'm going to be expanding things. I'm going to be running a new high level mastermind for people who really want to expand to the next level, as well as the Common or Garden, the raw basics one, which is like getting from zero, i.e. research, to launched. So that's all out there available for you. If you can get yourself down to London, it's the world's most visited city, guys. I mean, if nothing else, it's a good excuse to get to London, see the sights, take in a show, do other business. It's one of the world's great business locations for a reason. There's a buzz here. There's an energy here. They're quick thinking, quick acting people here. So if that interests you, get yourself over to the blog, amazingfba.com/mastermind. You can find out all about it. It's application only. I'm not going to take somebody in off the street. You've got to be the right caliber, but don't be afraid of whether you think you are or not. Let me be the judge of that. It will take you 3-4 minutes to fill an application. So if in doubt, get yourself there, amazingfba.com/mastermind, and just click on apply here and, you know, fill it in if you want to be considered, and come and join the crew, which is increasingly full of exciting people. Got somebody who's an expert in sourcing and how to go from product design through the product development stage, which is going to be increasingly important if you're really serious and you want to get fantastic defensible business. We've got people there who've done like £250,000 in a year in sales and are looking to scale up via VAs and automating systems. We've got people who've gone out and brought containers worth of stuff on the basis of no research, and you know who you are. So we've got some real action takers there, and a lot of wisdom and knowledge to share with each other, and really fantastic. It's really buzzing now, those meetings. Last one was incredibly exciting. So get yourself involved if you think that's going to help you. Otherwise, guys, the Facebook is a free resource, always will be free, and the podcast is and always will be free as well. So I hope that's helping you. Whatever you do, guys, get out and take action now. I'm giving you a ton of principles here, but you've got to start applying those principles in real life. Otherwise, you won't really learn your business, and you won't learn your trade as an entrepreneur and a business owner and grower, you know, business creator. And you've just got to take action, whatever that is. Like, start small, put small amounts of money down, but don't read and read and read and absorb stuff like, you know, drinking from the fire hose, as somebody put it, from the internet, from Facebook groups, or even from this podcast. Some people that they're very sweet, but they say to me, I'm listening to your podcast, and they listen to the entire thing. Like, there are 120 something episodes now. Don't go too nuts. Just pick out what you need when you need it, right? And that's really why I offered the mastermind, because I realize that people are getting overwhelmed. So what we do in the mastermind is very simple, the raw basics of it, and we can add other things to it. And we get experts in for a specialist training. We may even take a trip to see an Amazon fulfillment center, which I've not done, and I'm aware that we really should understand the process as much as we can. But the real meat and potatoes of it is simply you get 20 to 30 minutes to talk about where you and your business are at right now and what you need right now, not what you're going to need in 6 months, not what you needed a while ago. And really, I think ultimately you need that kind of system. However you find it, wherever you find it, guys, don't try and just sit there and absorb months and months and months worth of information in one go. Absorb a small amount, make small actions, absorb some more, learn from your mistakes, and repeat. Yeah. So it's all about action. You know, absorbing too much info in the sort of theoretical stage is going to blow your mind. Trust me, because I used to do that because that was how I was trained. I was got an academic kid at school and university, and it doesn't really work very well for building a business. Trust me. So yeah, trust me. There you go. So hopefully by now you do know, maybe you like, maybe you dislike, but in that case, you're probably not listening to this video anymore or this podcast. And hopefully trust me. I mean, you can trust me in the sense that I have 2 years experience behind me now on selling on Amazon. And I've helped several mentees to really grow their businesses. I've helped run masterminds now for lots of people, starting to consult with other people. I have a huge network of friends who do really well on Amazon, and a lot of people I've interviewed who are fascinating and who I learn from as well. So, you know, insofar as you can trust anyone out there on the internet, you should look at who you're getting your advice from. But I think you have reasonable grounds for actually trusting me. But anyway, that's your decision, guys. But no, like, trust. Remember those words, very, very important mantra you should keep coming back to again and again. That's it for today. Speak to you in the next show. And in the meantime, go take some action on this stuff. See what results you get and let us know in the Facebook group. Cheers, guys. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing.
20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.